Tony.
Hey, Tony. Calling you back there. Hey. John with Local Splash. Yeah.
What's up?
Bye-bye, Dad. All right, partner. Yeah, it's okay. Busy is better than not being busy. I always say that, you know? I'd rather be busy than trying to find work and stuff like that. I can't, I'm a guy that can't sit still anyway, you know?
Exactly. Yep. Man.
All right. So Tony, you know, we've been trying to get things up and running for you and all the stuff. I have all my notes saved in here. I still kept the discounted rate for you as well. Last two things we need to do is literally just, you know, set up a tech call for you to go over further detail for your account.
Okay.
You can set that up as early as tomorrow. But the very first thing is we do need to make payment to go ahead and get that started. Are you ready to go ahead and get this started today?
Yeah, I got one question for you too. Though maybe two questions.
Yes, sir.
My only issue was I want to make sure that I am definitely on Google. And another thing is I want to make sure that the business name is correct. You put it up there.
Yes. Okay, so let's start with the business name. Well, actually, I'm going to start with answering your question first. Yes, you're definitely going to be on Google. We're going to get you to the first page of Google. And with this package, our average getting this type of service up there is within 7 to 14 days, okay, for the Google Ads. Yeah, so you're definitely going to see that up there. And now we're going to try to get for all of your keywords and services, so you can modify that any time. And our team will be available for you Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. your time to make sure that happens as well and change things out for you whenever you need them to, okay? Just communicate with them. That's all we ask for, okay?
Gotcha. No problem.
Yes, sir. Now, far as the business name, what business name do you want to keep it? Because I have Augusta Concrete and Masonry.
No, it's AMK. AMK.
Okay, Concrete and Masonry LLC? Is that the word it was?
Yeah, AMK, Concrete and Masonry LLC.
All right. And is that for the same building address or business address, the 3086 Park Ridge?
It's going to be 270 Wentworth Drive.
He spelled Wentworth for me? Just kidding.
W-I-N-T-W-O-R-T-H.
R-T-H. Perfect. Thank you, sir. All right. And that's in Canton, right?
That's in Grovetown, Georgia.
Oh, is it Grovetown? It shows us Canton in here. Let me see.
Grovetown, Georgia.
Interesting. Okay, Grovetown. Huh. And then what's the zip code then? It's not populating here.
30813.
Wow, that's weird. Okay, I'm going to make sure I'm put this in my notes so it comes back just one more time. Just in case I lose that. I'm glad you brought that up, man. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
I probably wanted to go over that and make sure all that was on point.
Yes, that makes creates red flags and all that craziness.
Exactly.
So thank you for that.
No problem.
Yep. All right. One second here. So the next part I want to make sure is to update the a few other things here. So give me just a second. Now, Tony, before I do any type of payment or anything like that, we did save a security question here. So, do you remember your first pet's name?
Primo.
Hey, perfect. All right. Perfect. Always don't forget to ask that from us too, if we forget too. All right. Say, hey, what's my security question? Yeah.
Gotcha.
We will never give you your answer, but we'll always ask that question.
Okay.
All right. Perfect. Give me one second here. Okay. And I have the last time we put a card information on here was for Robert Anthony Gordon. Is that right?
My name's Robert Anthony Gordon, but people call me Tony for short.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Perfect. Okay. So I need to. Okay. All right. You got me all confused, man. No, I'm kidding.
It's all good.
All right.
We got me in the wrong city and the wrong name, everything, man.
I know, man. Made me sound like I don't know what I'm talking about here.
I know. Like, let me go ahead and hang up.
Man, you're killing me, Smalls. You're killing me.
We're going to work it out, though. We're going to get it straight.
All right, cool. All right, so I'm going to make sure I ask this next part. Okay, so the billing address to the account, is that the same as the new one you just gave me, the 270 Wentworth
yeah.
Drive?
No, okay, no, it's not for the billing for the card, no. It's not for the billing for the card.
Not for
the
card.
Billing for the
okay.
card. The billing for the card is actually in Kansas.
It's in Kansas?
Yeah, because, you know, I told you I own a skating rink in Kansas, too.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So what's the billing address for that then?
All right, for that bank, the building address is 324 North huh. Emporia Avenue. And that's Wichita, Kansas.
Okay. Man, I can never spell Wichita for the life of me, so I'm going to see here.
Man, it took me for a long time learning how to spell it.
Okay, hold on. Let me just look it up, man, because I don't want to mess that up.
W-I-C-I-T-H-A.
Oh, you got it on lock. Okay, W-I-C-H-I-T-A.
Say it again.
Oh man, you're definitely gonna remember me for the rest of your life here. All right. W-I-C-H-I-T-A.
Yep.
Okay.
Wichita. It doesn't even really sound the way it's spelled and shit, man. That's why.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay, and then also the zip code for that though.
67202.
All right, thank you.
Yep, I got you.
All right. Now, I did have a card on file that we used last time. Well, not used, but we put it on file. It was a
yeah.
Visa ending with a 6846. Is that the same card?
No. Let me see. I don't think that's the same card. Let me just make sure.
Okay.
No, it's going to be 4362. How much are they charging today?
It'll be only $4.49, and do not hang up the phone after we charge the car. I want you to stay on with me. I want you to see your invoice and everything, okay?
Okay, and then also, you said that Google, will be, that listing will be up. Will you send me a sample of the listing that you have up? I want to see what it looks like.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, well, I mean, you have your new business name I put in here, so I don't think we're going to
as far as what the ad looks.
Oh, how the ads are going to look. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So I'll give you an example. Go on your phone right now or on a computer and type in any, like Mason Green nearby. Do anything
okay.
like that.
Mason Green nearby? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, I did it.
Okay, cool. Now, in here, right, when you're looking this up, you're going to see a bunch of businesses, we're going to see on the very top either ones that are very select few that are in green highlighted and Google guaranteed. If you don't see that, you'll see ads right below that. It's
okay.
In bold, right?
See, what I'm looking at now, I see a Brookstone Masonry Company in Wichita, bornmasonry.com, then it says businesses, and then it has it's got three different businesses listed underneath that. So what am I looking for?
Okay. So we're looking for where it says, like, it'll be in bold, and it either say ad or sponsored. Do you see anything like that? It's the first businesses that pop up.
First business that, oh, yeah, I see sponsored, yeah.
Yes, that's your ads. Those are the ones that are popping up right above the local map section, and this is including your local map section as well. So you're conquering two-thirds of the page, as you can tell, when someone looks up any of your services.
Okay. So my company come up and type that in.
It didn't even come up, right? Yeah.
Mine
so that's
up.
Right, and that's why this is a good fit for you, because not only are you going to pop up if the customers know your name, but even if they don't know your name, you're still going to be popping up two-thirds of that page.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I told you I'll hook you up over here, man. I didn't lie to you.
I'm just ready to see it online, man, because I'm like, business.
I know.
I just want to see it online, man, because with that name change and me and my brother parting ways, man, it's like I got to make sure I get my stuff out there.
Sure thing. Okay. Well, this will definitely help you do that, and I'm going to put notes in the account that we changed the business name, so I'm going to send you another email, but I want to make sure to take care of the most important stuff first here, okay?
All right.
So, as far as your payment method, is it a Visa, Master, American Express, or Discover?
It's going to be Visa.
Okay. And for security purposes, I'm not going to repeat the numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
4634-5200-5834-8411.
Okay, and the expiration date?
0725.
Okay, and last but not least, the security code.
099.
Okay.
Yep, yep.
All right. Before I process this payment, let me look to triple check to make sure to refresh this account. I want to make sure you're staying at that discounted rate for the life of you being with us, okay? I don't want that changing. Right. So hold on 1 second. All right. Cool. All right. We're looking golden here. So I'm going to process a payment of $449. Do not hang up the phone on me, okay? I want you to see everything. We still got more to talk about. All right. I just want to make sure. Some people hang up. I'm like, no! I like to keep my word.
Cool.
All right. All right. It just went through. Let me know as soon as you receive a text or an email. You're going to get both, but whichever comes first, I'm going to walk you through so that way you can see the invoice for yourself.
I haven't got nothing yet. Oh, here, just going through. Yeah, I got it.
Okay, cool. Perfect. Okay. In here, it should say somewhere along the lines, click here to accept subscription terms or something like that. Do you see anything like that?
On that text message?
You got it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think you said choose one spot. Invoice, click here or click there.
Perfect. And in here, take your time. There's going to be packages that are also available for upgrades down in the future, but you don't need that right now. I want to make sure we're not, you know, breaking your bank for things that you don't need or use. So
yeah.
If you have questions or concerns, you've asked me right here. I'm here with you, okay? But as promised, right. Everything we discussed is going to be in there. Towards the bottom, there's a checkbox you have to click before typing in your name for the signature, exactly how it shows on the card, okay? But before you do that, read through it. I'll be signing on my end, just typing away. Let me know if you have questions, okay?
Gotcha.
All right.
I already did that and signed it, confirmed signature. I don't know what to do next.
All right. Let me know where it takes you.
I signed it. It's not doing that. That's just...
Oh, I sign it, and then you click confirm, right, on there as well?
Let me see.
Yeah, it's kind of small. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Yeah, the signature does not match. Please type your name exactly as it appears. Oh, I got to put Anthony in there. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, shit. It should take you to, like, a login, though, so let me know if you get that.
I mean, it's saying that signature does not... Match, please type your name exactly as it appears, Robert Anthony Gordon. Please fix the highlighted portion of the text Robert Anthony Gordon. I mean, I guess it wants me to write it in lowercase. I think that might be it.
It could be, yeah, it has to match identically there.
I don't know, where's my signature at? What's my name at anywhere else on here?
Here, hold on. I'll check in myself here on the billing. Robert Anthony Gordon.
Yeah, I typed that in.
First letters.
Everything's capital.
Did I spell your first name incorrectly? R-O-B-E-R-T?
Nope, that's right.
Okay.
A-N-T-H-O-N-Y-G-O-R-D-O-N. Oh, it's got D-A-N. I see what you did. Hold on. I got it.
Okay.
I got it. We good now. Yeah, we good
cool.
now.
All right. That's the last part you have to do there. So you're all set from that point. Now, do you have an hour window to speak with our team tomorrow? Go over finer details of everything here with you.
I do tomorrow. Right now, I'm kind of busy right now.
Okay.
Tomorrow I'm good.
Tomorrow you're good. What time works for you though? Morning or evening?
Morning.
Morning. Okay. So let me check here. I have a few openings in the morning, but I just want to make sure it's in the right time for you. They're a 3-hour difference. So like, the earliest I could do is on a Thursday as far as morning time. And that would be at, let's see here. Hold on one second. Oh, actually, no. I have an opening early in the morning at like 10 a.m., 10 to 11 tomorrow. Would that work?
Yeah, that'd be perfect. That's perfect, yeah.
Yeah? Okay, so let me send this out right now because these are closing up really quick, actually. Now, I'm going to give you this phone number, okay? Please write it down and save it.
All right, I'm ready.
All right, it's 877.
Yeah.
635.
All right.
6225.
And what's the name?
Local Splash.
Okay.
That number is the number we're going to call you from tomorrow to go over everything. It's not a spam call. Save that number, though, because that's your voice activation. So you can call that number and be like, Google Ads, Google Business Profile, Billing, a customer support. There's going to be a team available for you every time, okay?
Okay.
All right. And I'm going to send you an email right now, and I'm going to send the same email over to our team to let them know we're going to, we're committed to this meeting here, okay? So here we go. It's going to be 7 a.m. their time, but, it's going to be 10 a.m. your time, our time.
All right.
I just sent that. Let me know you got it.
You sent it by text?
Yes, I sent it by email. I'm sorry.
Awesome. Which email address you sent it to?
I sent it to your email at concreteman1223@gmail.com.
Okay.
It should come from jseo@localsplash.com.
Okay. Yeah, I got it.
All right, beautiful. Just hit yes on your side there, and then that's it.
All right, done.
All right, man. So, perfect. Everything is complete here. Tomorrow, don't forget to answer that phone call, okay? If it runs too late or if you need to reschedule, communicate with them. Let them know. They'll be more than happy to reschedule and finish it up later, okay? Now, because we're doing a different, changing the business name, right? Google, they have their strict policies and rules. We understand that. So I sent an email as well to you. All right. You don't have to do this right now, but when you get a moment, please try to get it. It should be like to say something to verify through pictures for Google.
Yeah.
If you can show any pictures as much as possible, equipment or building or car you use, you know what I mean? Just to show that you're a legit company. Then that will help expedite things a lot quicker too. Okay, so try to do that when you get a moment. If you have any trouble or question with it, our team will be available for you to answer those for you. All right.
Sounds good.
All right, man. Well, hey, listen, Tony. Welcome to the family, man. Congratulations, sir. It only took a couple months,
I know, man. I've been so busy, man. I've been flying all over the damn country, man.
I know. You're fine. You're fine. I'm totally messing with you, man.
So we're good. So the ad should be up when?
So first things first, talk with our team tomorrow, and that way they can go in further detail of your dashboard, all that stuff, And they're most likely going to send a postcard in the mail to you from Google to verify your new business name, okay? From there, okay. It takes about 7 to 14 days, man. So I'm excited for you. Really am.
All right, man. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. All right, man. You take it easy. I don't want to eat too much of your time here. But we'll talk to you tomorrow, okay? All righty.